A new multimedia campaign was launched this week in western Massachusetts to highlight the fact that many people in the region face hunger on a daily basis. It is the work of a coalition of more than 70 members from business, healthcare, nonprofit, government, and faith-based organizations. The initiative was put together by the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. WAMC's Paul Tuthill spoke with Food Bank Executive Director Andrew Morehouse.
This has been in the making for over 2 years, and our goal is to raise awareness around the issue of hunger and more broadly food insecurity, not knowing where your next meal comes from, to the general public, because there are many people out in the general public who are compassionate, concerned about the issue, but frankly, they just don't realize how many people are at risk of hunger. And we know that 1 in 8 of us are at risk of hunger in the 4 counties of Western Massachusetts. And what we want to do is touch those folks who just aren't aware but who would otherwise be concerned and do something about it if they knew how pervasive this issue is. So we are launching a multimedia campaign to raise awareness by telling the story of real people who have experienced hunger or who are at risk of hunger on any given day, week, or month of the year.
So tell me one of those stories, if you could.
Be happy to. In fact, an individual spoke at our kickoff event. She is a GED instructor at a local nonprofit, and she told the story of the fact that many years ago she was happily married. She had a master's in education, was a school teacher, and her husband left her and to her own devices with 3 children. Couldn't work and raise her kids, so she found herself for the first time in her life in a shelter, a homeless shelter. And she spent about a year there and then was moved to a motel in Chicopee where she spent almost another year. And during that period of time, she clearly experienced food insecurity, particularly at the motel. She wasn't sure where she was going to get her next meal, and she could only store enough food that would fit in a small, tiny, tiny refrigerator, and the only food she could cook was in a tiny, tiny microwave, and she only had access to a convenience store to buy the food. So unhealthy food to be prepared in a very limited cooking environment, and she had to raise her 3 kids in that motel for about a year. Fortunately, she's very resourceful, and she told the story of how she was able to create healthy meals and feed her kids and ultimately get back into the workforce, where she's now a GED instructor at a local nonprofit. And I met her when I was invited to speak to a group of students, including her, who were getting their master's, who are getting their master's in nonprofit management at Bay Path University. That's where I met her, and quickly was just taken by her power. To make a long story short, she's now a board member of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
What is it that you hope to accomplish with this campaign?
So we hope to, through the media campaign, inspire people to go to our website, coalitiontoendhunger.org, view the video clips of real people telling their story of having to deal with going hungry, being at risk of hunger, and not having access to enough healthy food, and will be inspired to learn more about the issue, explore what the underlying causes of hunger are, because hunger is a symptom of not having access to affordable housing and childcare and job training and a job that pays a wage that supports family and so many other things, transportation, the list goes on and on. And because of that understanding and that knowledge, we are hoping that people will then choose to act, get involved in the coalition. We have three priorities. They revolve around advocacy, working on wrapping social services around emergency food assistance so that we're treating families holistically and addressing their needs so that they don't have to wind up on a food line. And third, getting involved in this this media awareness campaign, perhaps telling your own story or just getting involved. And that could include volunteering and supporting it financially.
There's a stigma associated with asking for food assistance, and I assume that part of this campaign is aimed at overcoming that. Am I correct?
Absolutely, yes. We hope that through this process of drawing people's attention into this fact that one in eight of us is at risk of hunger, and going to our website and learning more about the issue and hopefully getting involved, that people will be more informed so we can debunk the myths associated with hunger and actually reverse the stigma associated with it, that people will come to understand that any one of us could be that one in eight at any given time. All it takes is the loss of a job, an accident, a marital crisis like the one of the story that I just shared with you, and therefore that's what society is all about. It's we're here to help each other in moments of crisis, and that's not something to be ashamed of at all.